It's Wednesday, and it's time for another JD's Heroes. I would love you to tell me all about that special person in your life at freeradio.co.uk, because I'd love to make them smile and give them a surprise. Lee's done that. He lives in Exhall, and he's nominating somebody very, very close to his heart. Who are you nominating?
I'm nominating my fiancée, Kirsty. She's always there for everyone, all the friends, me, our twins. You know, so she's always doing something nice for everyone else around her. She never seems to get anything back in return.
When did you meet?
Together 9 years, so yeah, we lived on the same street.
Why has it taken so long for you two to get hitched?
Well, we had our twins 4 years ago, so it's just sort of changed from there, really, and we decided that we'd go whole hog and get married.
And what happened with the whole proposal? Take me back. How did you do it?
We went to London for my birthday, and we were down by the Tower Bridge, and I got down on one knee and asked her if she'd marry me.
How did she react?
Well, she cried a little bit, but she said yeah, thank God.
You've not had the best of times, have you? It's not been easy for you both. Take me back to when you were expecting your first baby twins.
Yeah, it was 2008, John. Kirsty went into... Well, she didn't go into labour. Her waters broke 2 months early. She was stuck in Walsgrave Hospital. The months before they were due to be born, and the little boy decided he wanted to come out. So we were rushed up to Manchester. We had no special care cots down in Coventry.
And she was obviously in labour at the time. That's a really long way to go.
To be fair, the ambulance staff did put their foot down. There was a few speeding tickets on the way.
And what happened then?
After they were born in Manchester, one was transferred back to Warwick because a special cot became available, and then the other two was transferred down. In that time, I had to go back to work because I was only allowed to take 2 weeks leave, and she was taking herself to and from Warwick every day, and I was meeting her over there in the evening when I finished.
It's not easy for any parent looking after kids and trying to keep up a full-time job and get money in, but it was in 2009 that Kirsty had some bad news about a job. What happened?
Just after she returned after maternity leave, they announced that they were making redundancies, and then luckily Kirsty was one of the ones that was made redundant.
And how did that affect the family?
It was hard because it was like we'd all organised all our childcare and people were helping us out, and the people were relying on us for keep them busy with the childcare, and then we had to stop that, and Kirsty had to try so hard to find another job.
In 2010, Kirsty was rushed to hospital again. Well, it wasn't to do with babies or anything this time, was it?
We were in a car accident. A lorry went into the back of us, but she'd been diagnosed a couple of days before with intracranial hypertension. Excess of fluid on the brain, and it's like a build-up of pressure behind the eyes and stuff. But with the impact, it caused a big spasm on her brain, and she was had to be cut free from the car.
Gosh, and how is she now?
She's on the mend now. She's been taking medication for 2 years, and hopefully we'll be able to get her off it soon. And she'll be back to her best.
You've been engaged for 2 years. When's the big day?
It's April the 27th next year.
And how are plans going at the moment? Because I can imagine it's quite stressful.
Well, I'm a male, so for me it's going lovely.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing about weddings. The blokes just sit back and the ladies run around sorting it all out.
Well, you know, anything I will do, I'll do wrong anyway, so I'll try and keep my head down and just agreeing and saying yes and no in the right places.
We've sorted something out for the wedding, right? So I'm going to give Kirsty a call. Yep. You can tell Kirsty in front of me, Roisin, and the rest of Coventry and Warwick, say exactly how much she means to you, and then I'll let her know what we've got for a surprise. Is that all right, Lee?
Yeah, that's all right with me.
All right, we'll continue with JD's Heroes with Lee and his fiancée, Kirsty, from Exhall on Free Radio after this. Every Wednesday morning, we like to put a smile on somebody's face. That special person in your life who you think just doesn't get enough recognition for what they do or is going through a bit of a rubbish time. Now, Lee, who's due to get married in April, has nominated his fiancée, Kirsty, to be on JD's Heroes. She's been through quite a rubbish time, giving birth to twins. They were earlier than expected. She ended up in hospital, involved in a car accident. So we're going to ring Kirsty and give her a little bit of a surprise. Something to do with the wedding. Hi, is that Kirsty?
It is, yeah.
Kirsty, how's the old mum with you? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine, thank you.
Are you enjoying shopping? A day of leisure, is it today?
It is, yeah.
All right. Kirsty, do you know who this is?
No.
Oh, right, OK, just some random person being nosy. My name's JD from the JD Show on Free Radio.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Where are you at the moment, by the way?
Just heading over to the Boring shopping, okay. But I guess you know that.
Handbags and shoes, right?
No, I'm going shopping for my other half, actually.
Who's your other half?
Lee.
What are you getting Lee?
It's his birthday on Friday, so I'm just going to...
Kirsty, I know Lee.
Oh, okay.
I met him about 5-10 minutes ago for the first time over the phone. He's nominated you to be a JD Hero. You've gone through a pretty rubbish time since, like, you know, giving birth to your twins back in 2008, haven't you?
Yeah, both have, really.
We've heard from Lee's point of view how he felt and what happened were being rushed to Manchester. I mean, what was it like for you?
The fact that we had to have one of the twins left up there for a few days, one of them sent back down to Warwick because of the fact that there wasn't any beds up there, and I ended up just discharging myself early to be back down here with one of them, and it all worked out for the best.
The thing is, it didn't stop there for you. I mean, did you ever think...